pasa por mí. No me puedo contener cada vez que miro a mi mulatón. No sé qué pasa por mí, no me puedo contener. Y le digo así, y le digo así. Mulato, tienes en la cintura una tembladera que arrebata. Mulato, tiene tu dulce boca una risa loca que me mata. Cada vez que miro a mi mulatón, no sé qué pasa por mí, no me puedo contener. Cada vez que miro a mi mulatón, no sé qué pasa por mí, no me puedo contener. Y le digo así, y le digo así. Mulato, tienes en la cintura una tembladera que arrebata. Mulato, tiene tu dulce boca una risa loca que me mata.
Mueve la cintura, mulato de mi vida, que me muero yo por ti.
Ese mulatico es mío, yo lo quiero para mí.
Mueve la cintura, mulato de mi vida, que me muero yo por ti.
Cuando hicieron los mulatos, los hicieron para mí.
Mueve la cintura, mulato de mi vida, que me muero yo por ti.
Ese mulato tan lindo, me lo llevo a
yeah. Words like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
mama que crê, com crinha amo sincer. Minha perseguida, de noite e dia, mas um crer teu, minha coração é de meu. Minha crer teu é que tu, minha alegria. Mama que crê, pão crinha amo sincer. Minha perseguida, de noite e dia, mas um crer teu, minha coração é de meu. Minha crer teu é que tu, minha alegria. Oi, tão sofri uma perseguição, senhora de minha liberdade. Minha vida é um romance sem fim. Oh Deus, já crê matar minha mocidade. Minha vida é um romance sem fim. Oh Deus, já crê matar minha mocidade. Sofri a mim também, tem sofrido, mas che, nós vida é um romance triste de amor. Ora gota sofrer, tá morrer de dor. Nós vida é um romance triste de amor. Ora, quanto a sofrer, muita morrer de dor. Também tem sofrido, mas tchê, nós vida é um romance triste de amor. Ora quanto a sofrer, muito a morrer de dor. Nós vida é um romance triste de amor. Ora quanto a sofrer, muito a morrer de dor. Mama que crê, quão crinha amo sincer. Minha perseguida, de noite e dia, mas um crer teu, minha coração é de meu. Minha crer teu é que tu, minha alegria. Mama que crê, quão crinha amo sincer. Minha perseguida, de noite e dia, mas um crer teu, minha coração é de meu. Minha crer teu, é que é tudo, minha alegria.
Te consagrei.
nasceu na esperança azul. Mi vida tiene un cielo que le diste tú. Tuyo es mi corazón, pozo de mi querer. Tuyo es todo mi cielo, tuyo es morir. Yo le entregué, eres mi fe, eres mi Dios, eres mi de mi querer. Tuyo es todo mi cielo, tuyo es mover. Y a todo el corazón yo le entregué, eres mi fe, eres mi Dios, eres mi amor. Y a todo el corazón yo le entregué, eres mi fe, eres mi Dios, eres mi amor.
Her name is Lola. She was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, made feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Really happy to be here on my birthday tonight.
Lay my hands across the six strings, trying to play the feelings. Gonna try to lay it down, gonna try to lay it down. I'm crying because it's over, and I know that I let you down. I got a funny feeling when we saw the road sign. Your state, it isn't mine. Well, you know I closed up my gate, baby, but somehow you got through. I learned a whole lot about me today, when I thought about you. Wanna lay my hands across the six strings. Wonder why my feelings have come to let me down. They come to let me down. Put your hand upon my shoulder. Crying because it's over, and I know that I let you down. I'm closer than ever to being on my own. Closer. And I'm farther from home. And I'm thinking 60.
You are listening to Spoiler Alert Radio, conversations on the craft of filmmaking. I am your host, Tony Panacchia. On this episode of Spoiler Alert Radio, we speak with Vienna-based German composer Johannes Winkler. Johannes' interest in music was sparked at an early age, studying several instruments, including flute, piano, percussion, violin, and later electronic music and analog synthesizers. He later studied jazz and classical piano, composition, and sound engineering at the University of Music and Arts in Vienna, where he earned a master's degree with distinction. Since 2016, Johannes has frequently partnered with Vancouver-based Ido von Bremen, forming a composer duo whose projects have included the acclaimed Netflix series Dogs, as well as feature documentaries such as Someone Like Me, Handle With Care, The Legend of the Nautic Streetball Crew, Unarchived, and more recently, The Track. Johannes has also collaborated with an array of esteemed international artists, including virtuoso violinist Rusanda Ponfili, both on films such as Track and Perla, and the recent neoclassical album Echoes, released on Johannes' Fogo label. Welcome, Johannes Winkler, to Spoiler Alert Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, first of all, can you talk a little bit about your background and how you developed an interest in both film and music before deciding to pursue composition as a career?
Sure. I think I actually came into film music from a combination of music and a fascination with cinema. I was always interested in how music can completely change the way you experience an image or a scene. Over time, I realized that composition for film allowed me to combine these two interests, you know, like storytelling through music, but in dialogue with another medium. And that eventually became the direction I wanted to pursue professionally.
Right. So one of your first larger scoring projects was the 10-episode Netflix documentary series Dogs with longtime collaborator Ido von Bremen. What is your collaborative process typically like? Is it more back and forth on several cues or dividing up cues between you? And what was your general approach to the often personal and emotional subject matter for this series in a subdued way?
Well, I met under unlikely circumstances, which is a music video shoot of his band Brastronauts quite a while ago. I was the sound engineer and he was performing with his band, so we met there in a very, you know, natural way, and we connected right away over the way we think about making music. Back then, I was in the role of a sound engineer. So we developed a friendship, and that also led to the question, hey, why don't we work together? And he has a very interesting, intuitive, and natural approach to music making, whereas I'm coming from a classical background and I'm more academically trained, which means sometimes you overanalyze things or you try to come up with a structure, and he's more like, let's see what the scene needs, and he sits on the piano and sketches something out, and that's usually pretty close or exactly what we need. And to witness that and to see his process was a big lesson for me. And in Dogs, because it's such an emotional theme, the intuition is, I think, the core of what we had to go for. So we had to trust our intuition and trust human nature and the response to emotions to work on the series. And that's where this collaboration works so well.
So your first feature film as composer was director Alexandra Makarova's debut feature, Crush My Heart, a romantic tragedy centering on two poor Romani teenagers from Slovakia in Vienna. How did you blend folk elements, including singing, with more classical or experimental approaches to create a somber tone with a unique sense of place?
In Europe, we have a broad tradition in capturing meaningful topics in the cultural side. And also, we have a broad cultural development because we're surrounded by many different cultures. We have the Eastern influence and we have the Western influence. And we have a lot of smaller groups who are struggling. So a lot of these movies are a huge responsibility to be kind of transported to the audience. And this responsibility is for me the same in my construction of music. So let's say I'm dealing with this topic that you mentioned in the Romani musical elements. I would say the knowledge for me is power. When I deal with a sensitive societal theme, I want to do a very deep research and know a lot about the topic before I start to construct music. then I can bring elements together, like the classical elements that I really love to use together with folk elements. And I collaborated with Eastern Voices. It was a friend from Serbia who is specialized in the Eastern timbres, and that's a very specific musical language because there are certain things involved that we are now just discovering or rediscovering, like quarter notes tunings and very specific kind of voicings. Like, imagine the mystery of the Bulgari voices, you know. They are specifically trained in those tuning systems, and we are rediscovering those alternate tuning systems, and that's a big passion for me, and that's why that's a reoccurring theme in my work. As you might know, I'm a big fan of crossover projects in general. That's why I love these culturally relevant themes, because they serve two topics. One is you are telling the story that needs to be told, and on the other hand, you are creating something new that maybe has never been done in that way.
So as well as music for film and television, you have released several standalone albums on your own, Vogel Records. What inspired you to create that label, and in particular, your debut album, Vogel Perspectiva? And how did your background as a pilot influence your thematic and sonic choices on the album?
The record label founding was for me based in frustration over the music industry, because in order to sign a deal with a record label, you have to check certain boxes, and those boxes are only happening later in your career usually. So I said, okay, there's an easy solution here. Why don't I just come up with my own label, which is actually not very hard to do, and then you have the complete freedom to release what you want,